Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be reformed? Katie Vannucci is from Chicago. She's an immigration attorney, and she spoke with reporter Christopher Michael on a subject that many people don't know much about, and that's called family detention. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. In the immigration system that we currently have, there's something called family detention. That's something a lot of people don't know about, and they really should.
Family detention is the abhorrent detention of women and children at our borders that are here seeking asylum from the United States. And many people don't realize, but these women and children have no option of applying for asylum except once they arrive here in the United States. And since last summer, the administration's policy has been to detain these family units of women and young children, some as young as a few months old, still breastfeeding, in jails. In fact, the administration has just recently built two new facilities in Texas. There will be 2,400 women and children detained, unable to reunite possibly with family here in the United States because of very high bonds that are being set in these cases, which are preventing these women and children from being released from custody.
How long has this been going on? Just recently?
This has been a recent trend since about this last summer, when there was a flood of women and children coming to our borders from Central America. The administration's response was to build these detention centers to send a message back to other people thinking about coming to the United States that here we will detain you and deport you as quickly as possible. And that's been the policy.
So how can we change this?
There's a lot of things that we can do to change this. I think the biggest thing is that people need to know that this is going on and that this is not okay. This is not what the American system stands for, and we must remember our American values when thinking about detention issues and immigration issues.
Katie Vannucci, this is Christopher Michael reporting.